This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple projects related to health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and 9th Ayurveda Day. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister said that the nation's progress accelerates when its citizens are healthier. He added that with this vision, the central government has established 5 pillars of health policy prioritizing citizens' well-being. These pillars are preventive health care, timely diagnosis, affordable medicines and treatment, proper health care in small towns and villages, and technology expansion in the healthcare sector. The Prime Minister said that it is a matter of happiness for the country that Ayurveda Day is being celebrated in more than 150 countries. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also launched expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens regardless of their income. Prime Minister today greeted the people on the occasion of Dhanteras. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that everyone's life will always be filled with good health, happiness and prosperity with the blessings of Lord Dhanvantri. The Prime Minister has said that the government has worked significantly on self-reliant India and promoted Make in India in every sector, including new technology ranging from space sector to electric vehicles. Mr. Modi said the country is marching towards becoming the third largest economy in the world. The Prime Minister today distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said government is committed to provide maximum employment opportunities to the country's youth. Mr. Modi said government has taken initiative to provide paid internships to the youth in top 500 companies of India under the Prime Minister's internship scheme. He said the government has made arrangements to provide experience and gift opportunity to the youth. The filing of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand will end today. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies for the second phase in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 4th of November. In Jharkhand, the scrutiny of nominations for the second phase will be held tomorrow, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till 1st November. Assembly elections in the state are being held in two phases. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of candidatures in this phase. Polling for the first phase will be held on 13th of November. Polling for the by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for the Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will be held on the 13th of next month. Voting for by-elections to the Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra and the Kedarnath assembly seat in Uttarakhand will be held on 20th of November. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar addressed the Army Commanders Conference in New Delhi today. At the conference, Dr. Jaishankar discussed the intricacies of current geopolitics, including its challenges, possibilities and opportunities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah flagged off the Run for Unity at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi this morning. The event is being organized to mark the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhai Patel, who was born on 31st of October 1875. In women's cricket, the third and final one-day international match is underway between India and New Zealand in Ahmedabad. Electing to bat first, New Zealand were 143 for 5 in 37 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.